兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我多么希望你们是能够直接的听到我向你们的问候，然后我能够听见你们的回应。
Oh, how I wish you guys could directly hear and feel my greeting to you, and then at the same time, I can see and feel your greetings to me.
过去是我这过去这两周的时候，跟弟兄姐妹联络，然后也有在街上碰到弟兄姐妹。
So in the past 2 weeks, you know, I've been in contact with brothers and sisters, and not only that, but I also run into brothers and sisters out there, you know.
然后听见弟兄姐妹们都说，哎，好久不见呐。
And then, you know, everybody would say, long time no see.
然后很高兴看到彼此。
Yeah, it's like really good, really glad to see you.
然后有一个人就说，哎呀，真是好想要回到教会，真的是能够在教会一起聚会是最好的。
And I heard someone said, you know, I really wish that we can go back to church because it's the best. Nothing compares to worshiping God at the sanctuary together.
我们很感谢神啊，现在科技的发达，让我们在这样的环境还是可以借着线上，我们能够同步的聚会。
Yeah, and like, you know, big thanks to the advanced technology that even in this condition, we are still able to do this worship and the service together like this.
但是我们不得不承认，这是一个克难式的，一个克难式的敬拜。
But you know, we gotta admit, this is like, you know, this is kind of last
survival
resort. Yeah, survival, like last resort that we go to this method.
我们总觉得好像缺少了什么。
You know, everybody feels that like something's missing.
你知道神喜悦见到他的儿女，他的子民聚集在一起敬拜他。
Do you guys know that actually God, it pleases God to see his children actually gathering together and worshiping him?
Yeah, 在我们做神儿女的内心当中，我们也有这个渴慕，很自然的就是我们要跟我们的弟兄姐妹们在一起，然后一同的。这个同声的同心的一起来敬拜我们的神，一起服侍神。
And you know, we have this innate desire to gather, and so naturally we all want to gather together physically and present our worship and our prayers to God as a group.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们将我们这样的一个意愿啊，将我们的这个意愿和欲望，我们借着祷告带给神，我们。愿意很快的，我们又能够回到教会里面，一起服侍，一起敬拜，一起有团契。
So, brother and sister, we should, you know, pray to God and let God hear and know that it is our wish, our hope that we can rapidly gather to get come back to gathering together and then worship Him together as a church.
两周前我咳嗽还没有好，所以呢，在讲到的时候，咳嗽的厉害，很多弟兄姐妹就关心我。
So 2 weeks ago, I was coughing quite a bit, and you know, brothers and sisters cared about me.
谢谢你们的关心、爱心还有祷告。你看，我现在已经好了。
And I, you know, a big thanks to you for your, you know, for your care, your best wishes, and your prayers. So check me out. I'm all good.
所以很高兴今天跟各位在一起，在神的面前，我们用心灵相交，我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜我们的神。
So I'm super happy today that we can be together, and then you know through the connection of the heart, we can worship our God together.
当人向你问候说你好吗的时候。你一般都是怎么回答呢？
So how do you usually respond when somebody comes up to you and greets you and say, "Hey, how are you doing?"
我想你们一般的回答大概就跟我平常的回答一样，就是好啊。
So I'm guessing all of your responses is very similar to what I always say. I'm good.
可是我们要想一想，我们在什么样的状况当中，弟兄姐妹？当我们被问你好吗的时候，我们会真实的将我们的环境和我们的心情能够抒发出来。
But brother and sister, we need to ask ourselves, under what circumstances would you actually answer the true state of your mind, your heart, when asked upon how you doing?
你会不会回答说，哦，我很好，真的很好，生命当中神供应的非常的丰富，我喜乐满足。
Would there ever be a chance you actually answer, I'm really good. You know, God has supplied and I'm at a good place. I'm super good.
而当你这样回答的时候，是因为你实质上面在你的生活当中，就是看见神的供应，就是经历到神的丰富。
And when you give that reply, is it because you actually are in a state where God has supplied and you know that? And you're good. And so then you answered it that way.
你会不会有时候回答说，哎呀，真的是很累，很疲劳。
Or were there sometimes you would genuinely answer, oh man, I'm really tired, I'm beat.
因为在过近期的生活当中，许许多多生活上面的压力，实在是使得你的精神，使得你的体力已经达到快要透支的地步了。
Because of, you know, the stresses in life, the troubles, that it's so much pressure on you that you are actually, you feel that you're actually mentally, physically about to break.
你会不会或者有没有曾经会这样子回答说我不太好？
Or would you ever, you know,reply genuinely that, you know, I'm not doing so good.
你说我心中有一些痛苦啊。
There's some pain in my heart.
有一些压力，我不知道该怎么样的去面对，我不知道该怎么样的能够从中走出来。
There's some stress that I really have no idea how to deal with and how to come out of it.
因为在此时此刻，你的生命和你的生活事实上是碰到一个很大的挑战。
Because right then, right there, there is a big challenge that's happening in your life.
或者是一直不断的压在你的肩头上面的一些心里面、情感上面的压力。
Or in another way, there's ever-present pressure on your shoulders that's, you know, that's pushing down on you emotionally.
所以使得你觉得无助，或者觉得你使你觉得无望，因为你觉得这些压力只是越来越大，然后把你压得越来越沉。
Causing you to feel helpless, hopeless, and you're just drowning and sinking deeper.
我们有没有想过，不知道你有没有想过，当别人问你好吗的时候，我是不是愿意能够真诚的把我自己的情况能够反映出来呢？
Have you ever thought to yourself that when other people is asking me how am I doing, that I am really willing to reveal what's truly going on?
我们做人应该要表里无一，真诚无伪，是吗？
Well, you know, being as a person, we should be, you know, one inside and outside, and you know,completely true, right?
我们都是愿意要做一个有自信，然后呢是毫无畏惧的人，是不是？
We all want to be confident and be fearless.
你知道有一个美国一个曾经是一个很知名的电影明星啊，演员啊。
So, you know, there was a really famous actor, American actor.
他得过多次的金像奖，得过艾美奖。
He's won many Golden Globes and Emmy Awards.
一个非常成功的演员。
He was tremendously successful.
那他就曾经讲过这句话。
And he once said,
他说在我的演艺生涯当中，我得到最好的意见是从这个知名的导演希区考克那里得到的。
So, you know, the best advice I've ever received in my acting career was from this director.
Hitchcock.
Okay.
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock, right?
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the famous director Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay.
那因为这个演员当他在演一个剧情的时候啊，导演要他展露一种情感，然后去诠释这个剧情的时候，这个演员说：“我尝试，我多番的尝试，可是我就是没有办法达到导演的要求。”
So he was describing that, you know, in a scene where the director wants him to show some emotional act out, and he have tried many ways, but he just could not find the way to portray what the director was seeking.
他就跟导演说，导演，我已经尽力了，我就是没有办法自然的，我没有办法自然的流露出你所要我展现的。
So he went and said to the director, like, director, I tried everything, but I just don't know how to naturally act out that emotion that you want me to act out at that scene.
戏剧考克就跟他说啊。
So this Hitchcock said.
Yeah, 他说你不能自然流露是不是？
So he has said, oh, so you can't do it naturally, eh?
他说那你就装。
Then act.
啊，你装。
Fake it.
对
，fake it，
呀、yeah, ，你装到你可以自然的装出来。
You fake it till you make it, right？
当你装到一个地步，你自然流露，你就成功了。
He said, you know, you just keep on faking and faking until you actually believe in it, and then there you go。
这个是这个金像奖、艾美奖得主一个成功的演员的成功秘诀。
So this is the secret recipe of this, you know, big time global Emmy awarded actor.
Okay, 作为一个演员，可能这是你成功的秘诀。
So as an actor, this might be your secret, you know, recipe to success.
可是对一个基督徒来说，这绝对不是。
But this is definitely not one for Christians.
对一个基督徒来说，如果是要装出来的话，那就是你失败的，这个是失败的开始。
As a Christian, if you have to fake something, this is the beginning. This is the beginning to your role of failure.
今天可能太多基督徒在装。
You know, today there might be a lot of faking, acting Christians.
我们要装得很神圣，很神圣的样子。
We want to act like we are we're really saint, like we are
holy.
We are spiritual holy.
Yeah, 我们可能我们要装得好像很高兴，因为基督徒要有喜乐，所以我们总要面带微笑，我们要高兴。
So we might be faking our happiness because it is a criteria that Christians are supposed to be happy, so we fake this happiness. We are always faking a smile on our face.
或者甚至我们要装的好像哦，我从神里面得到完全的满足。
Or even so, that we're faking, we are 100% complete. We are deeply satisfied because we received from the Lord.
因为基督徒就是应该从神那边得到完全的满足。
Because Christians are expected to be fully, deeply satisfied from and received from God.
所以虽然我可能感觉不到我没有真正的得到满足，可是我嘴巴上面我总是说，哎呀，感谢主啊，很满足，哈利路亚，一切都足够。
So although personally I may not really experience any satisfaction from God, but because of that public image, I've always say to others that, oh, as a Christian, I'm so fulfilled, God has so given me abundance.
我们在表面，对，我们在表面上面，我们想要呈现给人看的。
So outwardly, what we want to present and showcase to others
是一种神圣圣洁的样式，是一种有喜乐的样式，是一种有满足的样式。问题是，这都是装出来的。
We want to showcase a look of holiness. We want to showcase a, a look of deeply satisfied. We want to showcase a rich happiness, but they're all fake.
Yeah. 我们多半很多时候我们的处境反而是什么？是我的生活为什么还是这么艰难？我跟神祷告了，可是我感觉神好像没有在回应我啊，他没有祝福我啊。
More than likely, what's truly happening in our Christian life is we are troubled and we are asking God for help and we have not received any of the requests that we have asked.
我觉得我很多事情我不明白为什么神这样做。
A lot of things, I don't understand why God's doing a certain way.
或者我不明白为什么我向神求神却不替我做。
Or I don't understand why I ask and see from God and I got no response from God.
然后呢我会觉得神做事情不合理啊。
Or I feel that how God is doing something, it's totally not irrational, doesn't make sense.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们要到神的话里面看旧约的哈巴谷书。
So brothers and sisters, we are going to go back to the Old Testament, and we're going to go look at Habakkuk.
如果你有圣经，希望你能够把你的圣经拿出来，然后呢，你有一个笔记本，我们可以把今天神的话，我们从当中得到的，我们可以记下来。
So brothers and sisters, if you have your Bible, I urge you to take them out, and you know, maybe a notebook will also be great. Let's take some notes and see what God has to say to us.
我们给各位一点时间啊，我们在圣经里面，不论是在你的手机上面，或者是你这一本印刷的圣经，我们翻到旧约的哈巴谷书。
So I'll give everybody some time, whether it is a physical Bible or your Bible app. Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk.
是旧约圣经的倒数第五卷书，所以快要到新约的地方了。
So it's close to the New Testament. It's the last fifth book of the Old Testament.
哈巴谷是旧约里面的一位先知。
So Habakkuk is a prophet of the Old Testament.
他是一个真正的知道什么样子叫做从神那边得到完全满足的一个人。
He is one of those that actually fully understand what it means to be fully satisfied from receiving from the Lord.
对，因为他不是在看，他不是在经历到神的祝福，或者是完全明白神的时候，他才从神那边得到满足。
Because he didn't get the satisfaction because when he was experiencing God or really knowing God,
他真正的知道在神里面得到满足，是因为当他不明白神，甚至当他觉得神做事情不合理的时候，他仍然能够借着他的信心，能够看见神在他生命中一切的掌权和一切的供应，因此他得到满足。
His satisfaction actually came from while he was lacking, while he did not understand what God is doing, while he does not agree what God has been doing, but at the same time not getting any of that, but through faith and eventually understanding that and understanding why God does these things, he have received that deepest satisfaction.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. That was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Habakkuk really understands what it means to be satisfied with God, because even in the midst of him not understanding God, even in the midst of him thinking that God doesn't make sense, yet by faith, by his faith, he's able to recognize God's sovereignty. He's able to recognize God's goodness. And therefore, he's able to experience the full satisfaction of God. 哈巴谷是以色列王朝末代的一个先知。
So Habakkuk is one of the last prophets of the last Israel kingdom.
Israel.
So at that time, the Israelites are living very worldly. They seek worldly pleasure, and they are deeply into adultery. So Habakkuk was heartbroken. He saw the problems in the Israeli society and the corruption and how just how rotten it is.
对，他看着这群说是神子民的人，却是违背神、忽视神、顶撞神。
And he's witnessing those who claim to be the chosen ones of God, disobeying God, ignoring God.
所以他就向神呼求。
So he cried out to the Lord.
我们看哈巴谷书第一章。
Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 1.
第二、第三节。 verses 2 and 3. 他就跟神说：“耶和华啊，我呼求你，你不应允要到几时呢？我因为强暴，因为这些社会上面的混乱、这些暴力、这些错误、这些罪恶，我哀求你。可是你还不拯救。你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？” 毁灭和强暴在我的面前又起了争端和伤斗的事。然后第四节的最后就说，所以公理显然是颠倒的。So
Habakkuk said to the Lord, verses 2 and 3, How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. And then at the end of verse 4, he said, I think that justice is perverted.
弟兄姐妹，哈巴谷书是一卷哈巴谷跟神之间的对话的一卷书。So
the book of Habakkuk is actually a book of the recording of the conversations with God. So Habakkuk complained to God. Habakkuk said to the Lord that, you know, you are irrational. But God, in return, told Habakkuk about his work and his will for his children.
而在哈巴谷跟神之间的这个对话当中, 哈巴谷就对神有更深的了解。
And through this conversation with God, Habakkuk had gained deeper understanding of God.
今天我们就会看见哈巴谷从一个 心里面充满着对神的疑问，甚至对神的责问的一个人。
So, you know, we see in the beginning, Habakkuk started as a person that's questioning or even has a little resentment while questioning the Lord.
变成一个借着诗歌他能够献上颂赞的一个人。
And then transforming into one that through songs he is praising the Lord. Habakkuk transformed from one that used to struggle with God to one that sings to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，当神在我们生命当中他做的事情我们不明白或者我们认为不合理的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when God does something in our lives that we do not agree or we do not understand or we think it's irrational,
我们要怎么样从一个对神埋怨或者是远离神的人变成一个能够赞美神然后从神那边得到丰富和满足的人呢？
How can we transform from one that rebuke and or complain about God to someone that later praise and sings and thank God?
第一
The first thing.
第一是我们要面对一个对的方向。
We have to head towards a correct direction.
我们要面对一个正确的方向。
We have to look at the correct direction.
弟兄姐妹，哈巴谷一开始对神说话的时候，他说：“神啊，我向你呼求，你为什么不应允我呢？”
Yeah, so initially when Habakkuk was complaining to God, he's saying, he's like, how long do I have to call for help and you don't listen?
对，他说：“我哀求你，我哀求你，我有这个需要，你为什么不拯救呢？”
So in loose paraphrase, Habakkuk is like crying out like, hey, I'm crying out for this help. I have this need. Why are you not helping me?
可是弟兄姐妹你看到吗？哈巴谷虽然不明白神的作为甚至认为神不合理可是弟兄姐妹他是面对着神。
But brothers and sisters, I want to point one thing out for you guys. So even though Habakkuk did not understand and is in a complacent way towards God. But you guys got to notice that he is facing towards God. He's,
他面对的神，他在与神对话。
He is facing God, our God, and he's conversing with our God.
你知道许多年前我曾经跟一个刚怀孕的一个那时候在我们教会有聚会的一个姊妹，我在跟她分享。
You know, many years ago, there was a sister that was in her pregnancy, and we had this conversation.
那这位怀孕的姊妹呢，怀孕中期的时候呢，医生告诉她说，这个孩子的发育不良，有问题。
So in the middle sections of her pregnancy, the doctor had told his sister that the development of the infant, there's something wrong with it.
姊妹很爱孩子。
You know, that sister is love, adores children.
当她听到这个消息以后，当然心里面就很郁闷。
So after receiving this news from the doctor, she became depressed.
她向神祷告，当然。
She prays to the Lord.
但是呢，一周之后，这个孩子就在她的腹中死掉。
But however, after a week, the infant had died in her stomach.
这位姊妹跟我说，我从此不要再教会去了。
That sister had told me, from here on now, I will never attend a church.
神不听我祷告。
God does not listen to my prayer.
弟兄姐妹，你知道，有些人会说，我去教会就是想要从神那边得到祝福，或我要神照着我的心意去。祝福我的生命。
So brothers and sisters, you might notice that a lot of people go to church because they want to be blessed by God, but in such a way that they want blessings from God, the blessings that they personally want. They want God to bless them in a way that they wish to be blessed.
所以当事情不顺我的心意，当神不照着我的意思做事情祝福我的时候，那我就不要去教会。
So when things goes against my will, or God did not bless me the way that I wanted, you know what? Then I'm out of here.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？离开教会是一回事啊，更多的时候，这些人是离开主耶稣基督。
You know, guys, leaving church is one thing, but you know, more than often, these people that left church also left Jesus.
离开主耶稣基督是一个更大的问题。
And leaving Jesus is a big problem.
你看见吗，弟兄姐妹？哈巴谷不是这样子。
But brother and sister, do you see that? But this is not the case with Habakkuk.
哈巴谷碰到了疑难，碰到了问题，他不懂神，但是他是面对着神。
So Habakkuk had encountered something that he doesn't understand and is troublesome, but he's still facing the Lord.
他不是转过来，对，他不是转过来背对着神。
He's not turning around and have his back towards the Lord.
你知道有另外一个先知，他不高兴的时候，他背对着神，你记得吗？他的名字叫做约拿。
You know, there's another prophet that when he was unhappy, he actually turned around and he turned. Not only did he turn around, his name was Jonah. He actually tried to run away, walk away from God. So he kept on going, but where did he end up with? He ended up in the whale's stomach in the bottom of the sea.
弟兄姐妹，当我们面对的方向是错误的时候，我们永远会走到错误的终点。
So if our direction is aligned to wrong, then we have no choice but to end up in wrong.
但是如果我们面对的方向是正确的，弟兄姐妹，当我们面对的方向是正确的，我们永远必然是走到一个正确的终点。
However, if our directions align with correct and to the right direction, then inevitably we will end up at the correct location.
你知道，我喜欢射弓箭。
So guys, you know that I like the craft of bow and shooting
archery.
Bows. Archery. Yeah.
可是我射不好。
But not an archer. Not a good archer.
Yeah. 那你知道这个射弓箭你拉的弓瞄准你要往那个靶这边射。
So you know, like when you pull on the string and you're aiming towards the target, like you want to shoot towards the target.
那因为不会，因为瞄不准呐，然后没有经验，所以每次射呢，总是射不到靶上。
So maybe due to lack of experience, you know, just not able to hit the target very well.
但是只要我的方向对啊，我总有一天是不是？我总是十支箭里面，我总有一支箭上吧。
But as long as I'm looking towards the target, I mean, I'll shoot 10 times, I'll get something to land.
你有见过要这个射箭的人，他说，好了，我要射，那我这样转过来，我这样射吗？
Have you heard something where, you know, an archer wants to hit the target, but he turns 180 degrees around and say, hey, I'm going to shoot this way, I'm going to try to hit the target.
我保证你这样子射。你射五十年你也射不中吧，对不对
？I guarantee you shoot that direction 50 years, you will never hit the target.
弟兄姐妹，人，我们人啊，真的是有这种性情，就是神不照着我的心意做我要做的事，神不让我明白他做事的时候，我就要转过来背对着他。
So.Brothers and sisters, you know, as human beings, we can't help. It's almost an innate thing in us that when God doesn't do stuff that we want, or God doesn't bless us the way that we want, we will want to turn our back around him, against him.
当你背对着神，你就永远走不到神的路上，你就永远走不进。神的丰盛和他的祝福。
However, if you turn your back against God, then you will never reach the right direction, and you will never enter the abundance of his blessing. But Habakkuk was facing God. So in the end, he did see God. And at the end, he heard God.
你看，我们翻到哈巴谷书的第三章。
Let's turn our Bible to chapter 3 of Habakkuk.
他虽然一开始是责问神，甚至说神不合理。Although in the beginning,
he is blaming God and he's not agreeing with God of how God is doing things.
但是他因为面对神，他与神交谈。 他听见神的声音，在第三章他就这样说。
And but because he was facing towards God and he was listening to God and conversing with God, and so that it leads to him saying this in chapter 3.
第一节让我们看到他是用祷告的心，是借着一个诗歌，他把他的这个心意唱出来给神。
So his prayer is in the form of a song.
他说耶和华，我现在听见了，我听见了你的名声，所以我心中惧怕，是一种敬畏的心。So
he said, Lord, I have heard your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord.
他说耶和华，求你在现在的这些年间，你能够复兴你的作为，我要再次的看见你奇妙的作为。
He is praying, Habakkuk praying, renew them in our day, which is the deeds of God, and in our time, make him known.
对，他说神啊，在这些的年间显明出你的作为，然后甚至在你发怒惩治罪恶的时候，神啊，求主你是以怜悯为念，因为这是神的性情。
And he's also praying that in our time, in wrath, remember mercy. In wrath for these inequities in the world, but remember mercy, because mercy is the nature of our Lord.
是的。所以弟兄姐妹，当神的作为我们不明白，或者我们认为神不合理的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们第一，我们要面对正确的方向，我们要面对神。
So guys, when we don't understand what God is doing, or even thinking that what God's doing is, it doesn't make sense, but remember, we need to face God and remain facing God.
第二，弟兄姐妹，第二，我们要能够什么？我们要秉持一个真诚的信心。
So the second point is that we have to hold true to our faith.
什么叫做真诚的信心？
What is truth in the faith? True faith.
Yeah, a true and a very genuine faith.
Genuine faith, yeah. Right.
很多时候我们觉得信心好像就是一种对神的坚持。
A lot of times we mistaken faith as an obsession of God, towards God.
I'm not mistaken, just we consider.
We consider.
Yeah, we consider faith as something that it's like us holding on to God, right?
Holding on to God, right.
Mm-hmm. 可是很多时候我们对信心的了解变成
Oh, so, you know, this faith is oftentimes mistaken as holding on to God. But, you know, the condition of this holding on is there might be a day where this holding on might break or I could not hold on anymore. There's a limit to it.
我走不下去了。
So I can't deal with this anymore.
我信心崩溃了。My
faith has collapsed.
所以我的坚持是到这个走不下去崩溃为止。 Going to the breakdown, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So this hold on has a breakdown point.
但是弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？一个真正的信心，一个真诚的信心，不是走到我们走不动为止。 一个真正的信心是我们走到我们看见神所赐给我们的突破为止。
So, guys, you gotta know that the true faith is not journeying to a point where we can't hold on anymore. And but the a true faith, you might need to help me out with this, Jane. But a true faith is going beyond that and experiencing. You lost me there, James. Can you help me out on this?
A true faith is not a faith that we maintain until we break down. A true faith is a faith we maintain until we see a breakthrough. Okay?
amen.
一个真正的信心不是我们走到我们崩溃为止，一个真正真诚的信心是我们走到看见突破。为止。
A true faith is when we see a breakthrough, not breakdown.
一个真正的信心不是表面上面装出来、装给自己、装给别人、装给神看的信心。
A true and genuine faith is not something that's merely act out as a superficial act to show for ourselves, for others, or for God.
弟兄姐妹，今天。有太多的基督徒，对他们自己信心的认识，只是教会的活动、教会的行政，还有这个一个基督徒跟宗教有关的行动或行为。
Today, it's there are too many Christians mistaking their faith with their activities in the church, their ministry in the church, or partaking ministry in the church, or even their religious showcasing, religious act of their religion, practicing their religion. And they think that this is a good indication or show of their faith.
缺乏的弟兄姐妹，缺乏的却是他们借着信心与主连结的生命。
But what they're heavily lacking is living out a true life through their faith in lining with as Christian life.
这个表面的信心，这个装出来的一个信仰。
This fakely act out outwardly religious an act this religious faith this fake faithful act.
Yeah, maybe we could say just the superficial behavior or trying to fake a faith that we don't really have. 这个弟兄姐妹，这个对你没有意义。
These superficial acting out faith has no benefit to you, brothers and sisters.
对你个人的生命没有任何的意义。
It does not benefit you in any way.
对神也完全没有价值。
Nor is it any of any value to our God.
我们在神的面前，弟兄姐妹，我们要能够秉持一个真诚的信心。
When we face God and we're in front of God, we need to be able to hold this true and genuine faith.
这个信心是放在神的身上。
And that genuine faith is to be placed on God.
我们能够坚持到看见神所赐给我们的突破，因为我们知道神是信实的。神是良善的，神是全能的。
The reason why a true faith is you hold on until you break through, and that is all based on the truthfulness, the goodness, and then the all powerfulness of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，神是爱你的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a God that loves you.
他是一个供应你的神，
Our God is a God that provides for
他是一个拯救你的神。
is a God that saved you.
他是我们的避难所,
and he is a shelter to us.
他是我的山寨,
he is the
stronghold.
The stronghold.
他是我的磐石,
he is my rock.
主耶稣基督他是奇妙的测试,
he is a
wonderful counselor.
Wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神,
he is an all-powerful God.
他是永在的父,
he is an everlasting father.
他是赐和平的君王,
he is a king of peace.
神是创造宇宙万物的真神, 是创造你我, 是赐给我们生命气息的神。
He is a God that created the universe, and he's also the God that breathed life into us.
主耶稣基督从天降下, 为我们的罪在十字架上面受死, 可是他第三天从死里复活, 弟兄姐妹, 他已经成就了, 拯救人伟大的事工。
Our Jesus Christ came as a man and died on the cross, and on the third day he rose. He, our Lord Jesus Christ, has already accomplished the great promise that he has.
他应许你和我属于他的子民, 他应许我们他的同在。
He promised you and I who belong to him. He promised our existence.
他应许我们生命永生的盼望。
He promised us our hope in eternal life.
他应许你我的生命和一切生命上面所需的，他都必照顾供应。
He promised that our lives, your life, my life, every need that are in our lives, he will look after.
所以当我们不明白神，甚至认为神不合理的时候，弟兄姐妹，问题不在神的身上，问题在我的身上。
So brothers and sisters, when we don't understand what God's doing or what is the meaning of God's promise, it's not God's problem. The problem is on us.
是因为我还不明白，还不够认识神。
Maybe it's because I don't know God good enough, and I don't understand God enough yet.
神永远都是要借着这些环境对我们说话，神永远都是要借着这些环境和状况，让我们能够更多的认识他。
God is always speaking to us towards these environments, towards these events. And God is always wanting us to know him better through these environments and through these events. He wants us to understand that we are limited.
然后呢，弟兄姐妹，神要让我们能够打破我们的局限。And
He will allow us to break through the gate of limitless.
借着信心突破我们的局限，看见神的作为，看见神的主权，然后呢，我们能够在他的面前，我们真的是能够安心的、稳定的走他所赐给我们走的这条路。
And having a breakthrough because of our faith, then seeing his promise, so that we can have that deep satisfaction by that breakthrough, by that understanding.
当哈巴谷对神说，神啊，为什么我祷告你不理我？为什么我看到这些强暴的事，你却不回应？为什么我要求你拯救，你却都不做这些事的时候，神是如此的回答他。
So when Habakkuk was complaining to God, like, why, loose paraphrase, why don't you help us when I cry out for you? When I say there's violence, when there's all these injustices, why do you do nothing? And this is what God replies to him.
神基本上告诉他说，我不是没看见，我也不是没有作为，我会兴起一个敌国，是加勒底人，是强国，是残忍的，是强暴的，他们将要把这些 顶撞我，离弃我，硬着景象走自己路堕落的这个以色列人，我将会用这个加勒底人来攻打他们，来惩治。
But God, loose paraphrase. So God replies to Habakkuk. You know, I know everything. I know what's going on, all this violence, all this injustice. And you know what? I'm rising up the Babylonians. And through their hands, I will end all this violence and all this injustice of my people towards me.
那当然，哈巴谷就说：“神啊，那你这样外邦，你用外邦人不敬虔的人来攻击或者是来责罚你自己的子民，那这些外邦人他们不是就是会取笑你的子民吗？”
So Habakkuk asked them, so if you use these Gentiles to use them to come and punish your chosen people, won't these Gentiles laugh at your chosen people?
但是呢，第二章里面神就告诉他，不会的，因为这些不敬虔的外邦人，他们自己的罪，他们自己的恶，同样会被神制裁的，因为神是公义的，神是圣洁的。
And in chapter 2, God answered him that no, because they will not laugh at us, because the iniquities and sins of these Gentiles will also be dealt with by me, because I am just and I am righteous.
然后呢，最后神在第二章的二十节，他就跟哈巴谷说：“你知道，耶和华是在他的圣殿当中的，全地的人都只能在他的面前要肃静。”
And then later on in the verse 20 in chapter 2, God says this, that the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
那当哈巴谷听见了神对他说话，当他在他的心灵的深处，他与神的生命联系，他知道。
So, you know, when Habakkuk had this conversation and actually deeply connected to God and understand that and actually felt that this Almighty God,
神的旨意是一个永远都是完美的旨意,
and he understood that God's purpose is always perfect.
照着他所要的回应，神并不是没有在工作，因为神大能的手永远是在做他的工。
And you know, and he realized that even though if God did not answer his prayer the way that he asked, but God's hand is ever working, and God's plan is much grander than his plan, and God's plan is always working for good.
所以他对神的信心就成长。
And this has caused Habakkuk's faith in God to grow.
他知道会有灾难要来临，会有苦难他要面对。
He realized that there are trouble that's soon to be that's coming, and there will be hardship in life.
但是因为他的生命与神的生命连上了，他知道他的拯救、他的安危在神的手中。
But since his life now is in line with God, he knows that he will be safe in God. And then he faces what's to come with no fear, with open heart.
第十六节他就说，我听见耶和华的声音，我知道神的审判。 我知道神的作为，我知道即将要来临的这个灾难，是不是？所以我的身体战惊，我的嘴唇发颤，我的骨中朽毁。我在我所立之处战惊，可是怎么样？我只能安静的等候那灾难的日子临到，因为这个犯境之民，就是这个加勒底要来攻打以色列的这个敌人，会过来的。
So in verse 16, in chapter 3 of Habakkuk, he said, I heard my heart pounded, my lip quivered at the sound. DK crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity. The calamity, which is the pagans, the Babylonians, that God's raising to come on the nation invading us. And he's just waiting.
对，可是虽然你看他心里面是这么的战惊，他是这么的恐惧。
But brothers and sisters, look, even though he is so scared, and he's just frightened and scared and don't know what to do.
他是对自己很真诚的，是不是？
But he is true to himself, isn't he?
但是然后呢，他是用一个真诚的信心与神连接。
And then here he is connecting with a genuine faith to God, with God.
所以他会说第十七节，他就说，虽然我心里面是这样的恐惧，虽然我有一种无助的感觉。
So in 17, he's saying something, portraying something though. Although I'm so scared and I feel so helpless inside.
虽然无花果树不发旺，虽然葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地也不出粮食，圈中也绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。虽然这一切我看见的，我依赖的，我这个生活上面我所有一切的依靠，他们全都没有了，全都好像烟消云散了。
So Habakkuk, you know, portray his fear inside, such as in 17, verse 17, though the fig trees does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls. So in this verse, it's portraying everything, every necessity that supports basic life, all fails, which is similar to the fear of his heart. There's no hope.
但是他十八节他说什么？然而。
But what does he say in chapter 18? He said, "Yet."
然而，弟兄姐妹，这是一个何等奇妙、何等美丽、何等带人安慰、带给我们安慰的然而。
And this yet is such a powerful yet. It is the turning faith of hopeless into hope.
对，他说，然而我要因什么？我要因耶和华而能够欢欣。
He said, "Yet I will rejoice in what? I will rejoice in the Lord."
我要因为救我的神，我能够什么？喜乐。
I will be joyful in the God, my Savior.
我在我的苦难，我在我的惧怕，我在我的惊恐当中，我能够欢欣，我能够喜乐，因为耶和华我的神。
In my deepest fear, in the most troublesome times, in the times of trouble, but why can I be joyful? Because I'm joyful in the God that is my Savior.
对，主耶和华是我的力量。
Because the Lord, my God, is my strength.
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，能够使我稳行在高处。
He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
在高山悬崖上，我们看见这些路。
So you know, in the cliffs, on the mountain cliffs, we see these goats and these sheep.
在这个高山悬崖上面是一个危险，一失足就粉身碎骨的一个很危险的环境当中。
On those cliffs, it's somewhere where you lose foothold, and you know it's done deal. It's a very dangerous place.
哈巴谷说我是这个如临深渊啊，是不是我双脚颤抖，我在一个我觉得很这个没有稳定，很没有安全的地方，但是因为耶和华我主赐给我力量，我就像这个鹿一样，在这个高山悬崖上，我是能够安稳的， 永不失足的这样子去行。
Because earlier, Habakkuk said that he's trembling on his feet, but over here, because of the God being his strength, his feet is like that of a deer, and enabled him to go to the heights.
弟兄姐妹，我们教会里面有一对夫妻，也是去年生了一个孩子。
Brothers and sisters, you know, a couple at our church last year, they gave birth to a child.
也是很爱孩子的一对夫妻。
Indeed, this couple is a couple that adores children.
同样，这个姊妹在怀孕当中，医生跟他们诊断说，你的孩子发育有问题，有先天的这个缺陷障碍。
In a similar fashion, during the pregnancy, the doctor had informed the couple that there is some developmental problem of their child.
没有，这是做父母大概心中最大的一个恐惧，就是孩子在怀孕的时候，医生说诊断出这个有障碍，是不是有缺陷？
I believe this is the fear of all parents during the pregnancy is that to hear from the doctor that the child has some developmental problem is some developmental.
姐妹跟我们分享说，我知道生命是在神手中。
And the sister has shared with me. She said to me that I know life is in control in God's hand.
孩子生不生得下来不知道。
I do not know if the child will live or not.
那孩子生下来以后会这个夭折，还是他能够继续有一个生命的成长，我也不知道。
Will the child die young, or will the child have life for long? I don't know.
那就算这个孩子活下来了，他这许许多多先天上的缺陷，不论是智商、智能上面的缺陷，或是身体上面的残疾，那这样的一个孩子，不但自己生活困难，可能会也是造成父母和家庭的这种压力。
Or another case, maybe the child is born, however.You know, these disabilities, either mentally or physically, is going to be tremendous trouble for not only the children, but also for the parents.
但是这个家庭当中的做爸爸做妈妈的总说我们要靠信心，我们的信心不够，可是我们要靠着信心走神带领我们走的道路。
But the husband and wife said, although...We might not have big faith, but we know that we need to walk in faith and walk with the Lord.
像哈巴谷一样，他接受神的作为，虽然是他不愿意的，但他接受神的带领。
Just like Habakkuk, he, although unwilling, but he accepted God's guidance, God's leading.
神很明显的让这个家庭面对到这样的一个处境，然后生下一个孩子是有这个需要特别照料的孩子。
So going back to the family, yes. So the God, our God, let the family, give birth to a child that does have some extra need in life.
像哈巴谷一样，我相信他们的心中就说，我知道这是神要我们走的路，我是恐惧的。我身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，我苦中手烂，我所立之处，我战惊的，我不知道这个我前面的苦难是如何，但是我可以在神的面前，我能够等。
Yeah, and just like Habakkuk, you know, the unknown future where he's going, you know, he's dire, and he says his heart's pounding, his lips quivered, and you know, decay crept in his bones, but.He almost gladly accepted it because he accepted his genuine faith had led him to. He's not acting, he's not faking a artificial a faith.
我们这对夫，我们这对弟兄姐妹，他们也不是在装出一种高超的信心。
neither is the faith of our brothers and sisters of our church that gave birth to the child.
他们在碰见不明白神，可能甚至认为神不合理的时候，弟兄姐妹，他们不是这样子转过来背对着神。
So when they encounter a time when they don't understand God or don't agree with God, but you know what they did not do is this, which is turning their back.
他们却是转过来面向神。
They focused, they turned their face to God and they were facing God.
然后他们在神的面前，弟兄姐妹，他们在他们的生命当中，他们是选择了走一个真诚的信心。
And you know, they right there and then they have made a conscientious choice that they want to walk with genuine faith.
然后呢，第三个层面我们看到的就是要展现一个真实的自我。
So that leads us to our last point, which is be true to yourself.
我们已经讲过了。哈巴谷他并没有假装了解神。
Like we know and already described, Habakkuk, he did not fake. He's not faking it.
他没有假装说神只要你说的你做的就一定对，反正你去做你的事情，我就过我的生活。
He's not faking it or just treating it as of indifferently, saying like, hey, all right, well, God, your ways are right, and you're going to do what you're going to do, and that's fine, and, you know, I'm just going to remain here and do what I do. Yeah, so, you know, it will say, you know, in the loose paraphrase where, you know, you're, God, you will cross the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm going to remain on my Bay Bridge.
God, you do your thing, I'll live my life, you do your thing. 我就跟你没关系了，没有的。他是靠着信心来到神的面前等候神，然后真实的表现他们真正的内心实际的光景。
And so they're true to what's inside of their heart, the situation inside their heart. But at the same time,with that truthfulness, they're waiting still for God.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们的信心只是表面的，
so, brothers and sisters, if our faith is superficial,
如果我们的信心只是装出来的，
and all we're doing is we're faking it, we're acting it out.
如果我们的信心只是对教会的行政组织或者是教会的活动的认识而已，
so,let's say if our faith is merely to a level where we're just joining church activities and, you know, we understand the church ministry. That's it, though. Nothing more.
那当我们在生命当中看遇到了我们不明白神的作为，我们认为不合理的事情，说弟兄姐妹，我们那个信心就是空的信心。就是一个会破灭，就是一个会消失的信心。
And when things like this that you don't understand comes, then that so-called faith that we have, it will shatter, it will disappear, it might as well never be existed.
但是如果我们真实的展现自己，
butIf, on the other hand, if we are true to ourselves and we present ourselves as we are,
真实地面对我们自己心灵深处生命里面的这种恐惧和战惊和不稳定，
and we face our fears and stuff that makes us worry true deep down inside,
我们靠着真正的信心，真诚的信心来到神的面前面对他。
And we take our faith and we make it genuine, and then we, with our faith, come in before our God.
我们就必定经历到神所应许给我们这美好的突破。
We will then have no choice but to experience the breakthrough that God wants us to feel.
我们看见教会 这个我们这对弟兄姐妹他们生出了一个有特别需要的孩子。
So the brother and sister they have a child of need of special care.
我们也听到他们在我们当中的分享，看见他们从神那里支取到一种属天的一种爱。
But at the same time, we benefit from their sharing, that their experience of this love that is of heaven.
他们看见他们的家庭是如何的在神的掌握当中，他们的信心是怎么样一点一滴的成长，他们的生命怎么样是看见神的祝福。
And then they see how now that their faith has grown and how fulfilling this family has been through the leading of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这不是只是别人家里面碰见的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a fairy tale, or it's not like a story of another person's house that's irrelevant to any of yours.
我想我们教会过去这一年当中碰见了许许多多的事情。
You know, I believe we all know that last year our church been through a lot.
然后呢，我们在大环境当中，我们仍然是受到这个 COVID 疫情的好像压抑。
And you know, so in the church, we've been through a lot on a bigger scale. In the world, we're still being oppressed by the COVID virus pandemic.
我想要对今天在我们当中，你可能在你的工作上面，是不是跟你的上司或同事之间，你碰到了这个关系相处不来。
Or you know, maybe some of you today where hardship at work, where there is trouble, there is this disharmony between you and your superiors.
有些人，我知道我们当中有些人，这个不论是这个学生的贷款，或者是这个各式各样房子、信用卡的贷款，这些债务的压力，使你们喘不过气来。
And I understand many of us here right now face their different forms of financial burden.
为什么我常常提到这些，甚至讲到家庭当中婚姻、父母跟孩子之间的关系？
Why do I mention this? You know, some other things to include are maybe marriage problems or problems with parents, your in-laws or whatever.
弟兄姊妹，你们是我摆在心中，经常为你们祷告的这些事情和你们的家庭。
Because, brothers and sisters, you are always on my mind, in my heart, and I'm always praying for you all.
我愿意我们大家，弟兄姐妹，在面临苦难，面临我们祷告，我们觉得神没有垂听。我们看神的作为，我们不明白，甚至我们认为是不合理，这不是一个爱我们的神，一个照顾我们神应该做的事情的时候，弟兄姐妹，当我们在这样的时候。
Because what I want to see, brothers and sisters, is at a time when we all feel that God is doing something that we don't understand, we do not agree, we question God's doing, but is especially at this time, brothers and sisters.
我们不是转过来背着神，然后走我们自己的路，我们乃是回转过来面对神，走到我们正确的神所供给我们的道路上。
What I want to see is especially at a time like this, we're not turning our backs against God. What we need to do is turn our face towards God and face Him.And go towards him.
我的盼望是我们能够真的是真实的面对我们自己。
My hopes are we are all true to ourselves.
在神的面前，我们真实的展开我们内心的这个情绪。
When before God, we are opened with our mind and our emotions.
可是我们是以真诚的信心来到神的面前，得到他的供应。
And go to him and receive from him with a genuine faith.
弟兄姐妹，如此我们就能够如同哈巴谷一样说啊，虽然无花果树不发了，葡萄树也不结果，橄榄树也不效力，然后田地也不出粮食，圈中没了羊，棚内也没了牛，可是在这样的环境当中，我却能够因为耶和华的欢喜，能够因救我的神而喜乐，因为主耶和华是我的力量。然后呢，他能够使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，能够使我稳行在高处。
So only when we come to God, face God with a genuine faith, then in times of trouble, in times of we don't understand what's going on, we can say like this, like Habakkuk, when the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes in the vine, and the olive crops fails, and our fields produce no food, there are no sheep in the pen, and there are no cattle in the stalls. But even that, I rejoice in the Lord, and I will be joyful in God my Savior. And not only that, that he is my strength, and he will make my feet like a deer, and then he will take me to the high ground. Brothers and sisters,
我们不要走到我们崩溃，我们要走到我们的突破。
I didn't hear your first part, Jane. Sorry.
不要走到我们崩溃被击垮。
哦，
我们要走到神让我们得到的突破。
Brothers and sisters, we don't want to go to where we break down. We want to go.To somewhere when we break through.
让我们用如此的信心，在圣灵的带领之下，为我们教会的肢体祷告。
So with this type of faith, with that mentality in terms of faith, let us pray for the body of our church.
神是真神。
Our God is a true God.
他是活着的神。
He is real and alive.
他是有作为的神。
And he is working.
他是旨意高过我们旨意的神。
And his will, in his purpose, is something we'll never understand, but it's way better than ours.
只要我们有信心，我们必然看见。
If we have faith, we will see.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
因为你是我们的盼望。
Because you are our hope.
你是我们的拯救。
You are a savior.
你是爱我们的神，供应给我们的神。
You are a God that loves and provides for us.
你是那位顾念我们，你是那位有美好旨意的神。
You are always thinking of us and you have good purpose for us.
你是配得我们颂赞，你是配得我们敬拜的神。
And you are the one that's worthy of our prayer and worship.
主，今天早晨求你借着你自己的话语，不但安慰我们，你能够鼓励我们，你能够赐给我们力量。
So this morning, I pray that your words not only encourage us, comfort us, but also give us power and strength.
让我们能够真实地面对自己。
So that we leading us to know that we need to face our truly face ourselves.
让我们能够学习用一个真诚的信心来跟随你。
And then for us to learn and acknowledge and know that we need to follow you with genuine faith.
让我们永远是面对着你，所以我们能够有一个正确的方向，进入到一个正确的。
Never let us turn our face from you, Lord, so that we will always be facing you, and therefore we're going towards the correct direction.
主，你知道我们当中需要你话语的人。
God, you know those that need your word.
主，你知道今天我们当中需要你安慰的人。
And Lord, you know that there are many among us today that needs your comforting.
主，求主你纪念。
Lord, may you remember us, remember them.
主，你借着圣灵供应。
May you provide through your Holy Spirit.
赐福你的子民。
May you bless as you always have.
赐福你的教会。
Bless your church.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
We pray this in your holy name. Amen.